are on their journey home. In the arms of their Maker, with angels they have flown. With angels they have flown. They've been carrying a heavy load. It was time to let down.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to special episode 30 of Hysteric Glamour Radio, right here on Trent Radio. I am Elliot.
And I'm Emily.
And this is indeed a special 30th anniversary for us, as it's the start of the summer season. And I always think to myself that when this summer schedule comes around, spring has sprung.
It really has. And this edition is called The Soundtrack of Our Lives.
Get it? Hip reference?
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to be talking all about film scores and soundtracks tonight.
And other things that are loosely, semi-abstractly related to them. Yeah. But this year sees some changes for us, as we will be taking the show bi-monthly as opposed to every week. And also some interesting technical advancements, which Emily can fill you in on right now.
We're on iTunes. Yes, all you have to do is go to the podcast section and search Hysteric Glamour Radio, and we'll be updating that every other week with our episodes. So just search it, download us. It should be great. Also, you can reach us at myspace.com/hystericglamourradio or search us on Facebook. And previously, we've had our podcast available on our blog on MySpace, and soon we're going to be moving that to Blogspot. Getting in on the blogging, we are. So that'll be hystericglamourradio.blogspot.com. Coming up tomorrow, probably, you'll be able to access this episode and so much more.
Well, I suppose we should just get right into it. So as this is a mostly film-themed episode, we'll start off with someone who is quite a favorite of Emily and I's, Sir David Lynch. And so Emily has selected the Bobby Vinton tune Blue Velvet, featured in his film Blue Velvet. Let's take a listen.
The night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet were her eyes, warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was ours, ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow like a flame burning brightly. But when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet, but in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my we'll be right back.
And you're back with us. And that was Every Little Star from Lynch's film Mulholland Drive, one of my personal favorites. And that was actually an original composition by Angelo Badalamenti, who is a longtime collaborator of David Lynch's and has done the score for pretty much every film he's done, with the exception of, let's see, I think Eraserhead, Elephant Man, and but he did do Twin Peaks as well. And speaking of Twin Peaks, a song coming up next, also a longtime Lynch collaborator, is Julie Cruz, who, of course, is from Twin Peaks, both the film and the TV series. And this is a song not featured on the show, but it is her, so we're going to play it anyways. So here it is. This is Magic by Julie Cruz.
Such a gas with oceans of methane and petrified glass.
And you're back with us. And if you recognize that vocalist, it was indeed Susie Sue of Susie and the Banshees, starting with sort of the side project of the band, her and drummer Budgie. They were actually married, incidentally. That was their band, The Creatures, which, while not really appearing on any film soundtrack, that song does bear a striking resemblance to In a Fire Walk With Me, Twin Peaks, you know, the frightening French-Canadian bar they go to?
Jacques. One-Eye Jacques.
And as Emily pointed out, it's not even Laura Flynn Boyle, so...
Yeah, not even.
We may have to wait to see her topless for a little while. But, Emily, perhaps you'd like to usher us into our next segment.
So, a little movie. I think it came out in 96, would that be, or 94, Elliot? You would know. You work at a video store.
It's your favorite movie.
Yeah, it's Clueless. And Clueless had quite the groundbreaking soundtrack for an L.A. film, with some Supergrass video plopped at the end of the movie, Radiohead, and Coolio. Who can forget Coolio? And that classic part was obviously where Ty gets a shoe thrown at her head and, you know, Elton coaxes her back and they sing that song together. Don't you remember that part, Elliot?
Yes. So relatable.
So relatable. But one of the songs in the soundtrack to that film was All the Young Dudes, which was performed by a band called By World Party. But it's not actually their song. The song is from Mott the Hoople. Originally, it was written by Bowie, and All the Young Dudes has appeared on quite a few other soundtracks in recent years. But the song originally came out in 72. It reached number 3 on the UK album charts, and it kind of has been heralded as a glam rock anthem. Mott the Hoople were on the brink of a breakup due to a lack of commercial success when Bowie decided to write All the Young Dudes for the band to get them back on the charts. And the song has been seen as the equivalent for glam rock as All You Need Is Love was to the hippie era. The song has a bunch of T-Rex references and does some kind of digs at the Beatles and the Stones. And, you know, it's just an amazing song. And recently, though, it's from Clueless. It was on the Clueless soundtrack, but it also made appearance on the Juno soundtrack.
Moldy Peaches, everyone's favorite.
Moving on, let's play you that very song by Mott the Hoople featuring David Bowie. It's All the Young Dudes.
In the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, it's a real mean team, but
that we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cap to bed. Oh, is that concrete all around? Or is it in my head? I'm a doom dad.
All the young dudes.
Hey, dudes.
Carry the news.
Where are ya?
Boogaloo dudes.
Stand up.
Carry the news.
Of a cumbersome plastic spacesuit emerges Barbarella, stripped down to the nitty-gritty, covered by only the letters of the main titles as they float across the screen. Classic.
Barbarella, Barbarella.
Dazzle me with rainbow color. Fade away the shade of living. Get me up high. Teach me to fly.
Electrify
my night with starry light above the stratosphere. Bring your dearness near till the dawn comes tumbling down.
Don't make a sound.
Every word we need comes from the skies. Can't you read my eyes saying love? A cold shoulder. Still I'm dying, girl, to hold you and make love. Love. A Barbarella psychedella. Never can a fella name or call you. Barbarella, Barbarella, Barbarella. Barbarella, 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 Barbarella.
And that was, of course, the theme song from my all-time favorite movie,
Barbarella, with Jane Fonda.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one I was referring to.
Coming up next on Hysteric Glamour Radio, we have a special remix for you.
Yes, and this episode sees not one, but two remixes. So lucky, everyone. But first, Emily, perhaps if you'd like to let everyone know another way of contacting us. In fact, they could do it right now if they wanted.
All you have to do is go to your computer, go to trentradio.ca. There's a little button on the main page that says send message to the announcers, and that would be us. So all you have to do is click on it and send us, a request, a comment, anything.
Preferably just a comment. The episode's pretty mapped out as it is, so requests don't usually... coming up next, here is a special remix. We call it just A Date with John Waters versus Breakfast at Tiffany's. So I think it's going to kind of speak for itself.
Hi, I'm John Waters, and I'm looking for a date with you. Come on over. Let's listen to some tunes. Wow, you look great. Come on in. Would you like a drink? Have a seat on my sofa and let me play for you the first record I ever got. Tonight, You Belong to Me by Patience and Prudence. So pure, so good. Of course, I can be bad, too. Jet boy, jet girl always gets me in the mood. Want a pogo? Go ahead, knock over the furniture. I don't care. I always feel relaxed at punk rock. Sit a little closer. Like the song says, I'm gonna make you be a girl. Want a popper? Here's the first trisexual song ever recorded. Ain't Got No Home, and God, is it a good one. Let's play sexual roles, just like Clarence Frogman Henry does as he sings. You want to be the boy this time? You can be the girl, too, just as long as I get to be the frog. I'm just kind of kinky that way. All control freaks like me are looking for the person they can't control. That's why I asked you for a date. Listen to I'd Love to Take Orders from You by Mildred Bailey, and maybe you'll get some ideas. Good old Mildred, that white fat girl singer who hung out with gay guys and passed for black. When she sings about discipline, it goes way beyond race and gender. And guess what? So do I. Want to be corny and sing a duet together? Let's be hillbillies and pretend we're stupid. Who wants to sleep with smart people all the time anyway? Think I invited you over here to discuss the future of independent film? Hell no, I'm looking for a little action. And In Spite of Ourselves by John Prine and Iris DeMent ought to do the trick. Convict movies, make her horny, go the lyrics. Me too, put on a video. Want to get married? Just kidding, me neither. But listen to the great Tina Turner when she was still with Ike, had a mustache and wore ratty mink coats, as she screams out the ultimate wedding song of rage and jealousy, All I Can Do Is Cry. God, I wish I could have directed the music video for this song. What lyrics. When Tina wails, their friends were throwing rice all over their heads. She always makes me feel like popping the question. Okay, let's lighten it up a bit. Need to take a leak? You might want to smoke a joint, too. My next selection is by one of my own stars, the greatly unhinged Edith Massey. And while some have called her rendition of this classic one of the world's worst records, I think it's pretty catchy. Big girls don't cry. Well, sometimes they do if their dates don't put out. What? How old am I? What difference does that make? Didn't you ever hear the expression, old chickens make good soup? Let's slow it down a bit and get melodramatic. Is there such a thing, or are we forever searching for some idealized fantasy fueled by movies like Douglas Sirk's Imitation of Life? Listen to Earl Grant's voice as he sings the title song from the soundtrack. So smooth. Kissing is so personal, so much like being in a movie. Here, lie down. Let me hang up your clothes. What's this in your coat pocket, a gun? Jeez, I knew you were edgy, but I guess I'm old-fashioned. I frown on firearms on the first date. Well, of course I understand rage, so would Mink Star.
Pray God you can come.
You're back with us, and that was our super smooth mixing of John Waters with Breakfast at Tiffany's, you know, just seamlessly segueing into Kate Bush there. But that was actually something that did appear on a film soundtrack. This woman's work featured prominently in the recent Extras series finale. And speaking of Ricky Gervais, Emily.
Yeah, he's done some quite interesting music experience in the past. He was one of the head producers at XFM, which is an alternative radio station.
Relatable.
Totally. Not an independent radio station, but they played alternative British music. And then through that, he's done some other things. I don't know. He managed that band called Suede for a while.
I did not know that.
And he had his own band himself that I can't remember the name of, but he flirts with music. He knows what he's talking about. He loves his Kate Bush and the Smiths that he plays often on Extras.
There you go. And coming up next, we have a semi-soundtrack supergroup, yay for alliteration. It's the Venus in Furs with their rendition of Eno's Baby on Fire. Baby's on Fire, and perhaps you'd like to tell us a little about that.
So Venus in Furs was an incarnation supergroup featuring Radiohead's Tom York, Johnny Greenwood, Suede's Bernard Butler, and Roxy Music's Annie McKay.
And David Gray.
Yeah. Why did David Gray get thrown in this band? They obviously needed a piano player. But this band was put together for Velvet Goldmine, which was, a movie not loosely based on David Bowie, but basically was based on Ziggy Stardust, played by
Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, you know. There you go.
Such a stunning. And then there was also another band for the movie that was based on the Stooges that featured people like Sonic Youth, Thurston Moore, the Minutemen's Mike Watt, and some Mudhoney guy. But we're not going to focus on that kind of Detroit rock. We're going to go with the Venus in Furs. And this is what Elliot said. Baby's on Fire on Hysteric Glamour Radio.
Baby's on fire. I better throw her in the water. Look at her laughing like a heifer to the slaughter. Baby's on fire. And all the laughing boys are pitching, waiting for photos. Oh, the plot is so bewitching. Rescuers, row, row, do your best to change the subject. Blow the wind, blow, blow, lend some assistance to the object. Photographers, snip, snap, take your time, she's only burning. This kind of experience is necessary for her life. The man I used to. They said you were hot stuff, and that's what baby's been reduced to. Yeah.
Yes, that was The Killers covering Joy Division with Shadow Play.
What?
I know. It's for the soundtrack for Control, the biopic on Ian Curtis that premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival. I guess last September that would be.
Yeah, like forever ago.
I know. And when's that movie coming out on DVD anyways?
Apparently June. We're all waiting.
Ugh.
And yes, before that we had the Eurythmics with their unused soundtrack to 1984. That song was Double Plus Good, which, as everyone remembers from high school, is new speech for good. Thank you. And yes, that was one of my favorite records, actually. And it doesn't ever, I think, appear in the actual film. I think the song Julia appears in the actual credits, but that's about it, as they were commissioned to make the soundtrack behind the director's back, and he didn't care for any of the music. So, next, we have some Vangelis, who, of course, did several award-winning soundtracks, notably winning an Academy Award for Chariots of Fire, which we don't actually have, but, you know, it's like the doon-doon-doon-doon-doon. But I'm more a fan of the Blade Runner work, and most of his solo records do sound something more like that. So we're going to play a bit of a song off of his album called Spiral, and the song is called Ballad, but we'll be playing a bit of it because it's about 14 minutes long. So here is a taste of Vangelis with Ballad.
Thank you.
right, yes, and that was Vangelis with Ballad, notable as it's the only song he ever used his own vocals on, albeit heavily processed ones. And coming up next is a very special part of the program, which you can look forward to. Well, I guess it's not every week anymore. It's every second week. So, yes, it is our look at our selected icon of the week. And this week we have selected counterculture fashion icon, Little Edie Bouvier-Beale.
Yeah, and Little Edie was one of the subjects for the 1972 documentary Grey Gardens, which was done by the same guys who did the Rolling Stones film, wasn't it?
That is correct. And yes, in the film, it looks at Little Edie and her mother, Big Edie, living in their decrepit Kennedy family mansion. I guess it's not the Kennedy family. I guess they would be related to the Onassises. But incidentally, Little Edie was the inspiration for John Galliano's 2008 Ready to Wear collection, sort of borrowing her stylized eyebrows and lips and sort of her trademark headgear, which is sort of just a nice scarf, nice towel, as she was sort of unable to grow hair.
And then Harper's Bazaar last October did a shoot with Lauren Hutton and Mary-Kate Olsen in which they recreated various shots from the film in haute couture. Mary-Kate Olsen as Little Edie? It wasn't that convincing.
No, I bet it worked great. I bet it was great. And so, yes, this brings us to the second special remix of the episode, which is really it's just such a landmark to be this far already. So here we are. This is called Edith versus I Hate You. Personal message to all haters.
There's a lot out there, and we're gonna battle them.
Here it is.
Best thing to wear for today, you understand?
Yeah.
Because I don't like women in skirts, and the best thing is to wear pantyhose or some pants under a short skirt, I think. Then you have the pants under the skirt, and then you can pull the stockings up over the pants underneath the skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always take off the skirt and use it as a cape. So I think this is the best costume for today.
I got it.
I have to think these things up. You know, I don't want to come out in a kimono, so I had quite a bite. This is the best thing to wear for today. You understand?
Yeah.
Because I don't like women in skirts. And the best thing is to wear pantyhose or some pants under a short skirt, I think. Then you have the pants under the skirt. And then you can pull the stockings up over the pants underneath the skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always take off the skirt and use it as a cape. So I think this is the best costume for the day.
Okay.
You dress for battle, Edie.
Mother's telling Marjorie how spoiled I am, how terrible I am. And Marjorie knew my father and my uncle. Mother's giving her all this S-H-I-T, so I went and told them things about the family. But you see, in dealing with me, the relatives didn't know that they were dealing with a staunch character. And I tell you, if there's anything worse than a staunch woman, S-T-A-U-N-C-H. There's nothing worse, I'm telling you. They don't weaken, no matter what. But they didn't know that. How would they to know? You know, my father made up his mind about what Farmington produced, what the Sacred Heart Convent produced. I don't think he was so down on the spent spoon. But he certainly was down on Farmington. I don't know why. Farmington was a junior college. You could choose what you wanted to study. Perhaps that was what made my father dislike it so, that I could choose. But I chose what I thought he'd want me to choose. You know, English literature and Oriental philosophies, and I always took French, but nothing ever happened there. I can read and write in French, but I can't speak it. I had years and years and years of French. Terrible.
Unfortunately, now it is time for us to sign off. Just leaving you with a little Tangerine Dream there. And, you know, they've done film work as well. The only thing that really comes to mind immediately is Sorcerer and Firestarter, and that one for Legend that was never used. But, yeah, great as well. Not as good as Van Gogh's, but still pretty good.
Not as good as the Clueless soundtrack either, Elliot.
No guh. And so here's just a quick little tidbit for you from the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly soundtrack, because we couldn't really do a soundtrack episode without playing something by Ennio Morricone. And, you know, of course, after that, there's a special surprise. Thank you very much, and we'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, find us online, myspace.com/hystericglamourradio.
Yeah, you've got lots of options, so really not doing it would just be really irresponsible.
Thanks for listening, though. Good night.